Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I'll call it my day job. Like, I'm the football guy here at the station.
Oh, well, well. He is the football guy at the station. I took note of that, too. I did. Big Ant. He's Anthony here. I'm Mark Rohde. We're in for Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
Jesus, what's your role? Like,
I'm the football guy here at The Score.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. You know what? Actually,
okay, I'll be the movie guy. How about that?
You tell me what my role is here at The Score.
Because
my role is exactly what you think my role is here at The Score, and what most people think my role is.
I want to do your role justice.
What do you think my role is?
The linguist.
I am. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I like to think of that as one of my skills.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a different cat. We'll do that at 4.
That'll be category.
My obvious skills at 4.
Your particular set of skills.
Yes.
Well, no, we got Steve Stone at 4. We'll have to save it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
We'll do your skills tomorrow.
Okay.
It'll take us that long. Come up with the full list.
A full list?
The breadth and depth.
Oh, yes.
Mark Grody's
it will go on
particular skills.
Nonstop. But no, you're the football. To answer the question, yes, I cover the Chicago Bears, and I fill in hosting a bunch of shows. That's what I do. You know, it's that easy. It's that simple.
Sure. That's going to go on your business card?
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like...
How can we make that a little bit?
We should condense that a little bit.
Condensed. Perhaps. Let me tell
just
you this.
Edit it down a little bit.
We're going to talk more Bears here in just a second. But first, we eat. No. Come out to the Lynx Golf Sports Bar at 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst on Thursday. We're coming for you. That's June 12th. That's this week from 2 to 6 p.m. And taking the first round of action from Oakmont, the Spiegel and Holmes show will be broadcasting live with myself and Rami Makhlouf, filling in for Lawrence and Spiegs, featuring a special appearance from Chicago basketball legend Bill Wennington from 4 to 6 p.m. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund the existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive up to $500. Plus, you can take a swing for a chance to win $5,000 with a hole-in-one courtesy of the Lynx. It is all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. So I'll be out there on Thursday. We just heard from Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, a moment ago, and he ended with Luther Burden. And during the break, you and I were kind of looking back and forth at each other, trying to figure out how sincere it is, or according to what Ben Johnson said, that he is going to be out there. Did you feel confident? Let's listen to it right now here again. Did you feel confident the way the head coach said this about Luther Burden, the Bears' second-round rookie?
We haven't seen a lot of Burden since the last day of rookie minicamp. Do you think he'll be ready not to ask another training camp question? And what does he miss in being unable to be out?
Yeah, no, he misses a lot. I mean, anytime you're not out there, if you're in the training room when the rest of the guys are practicing, you're losing valuable time with your coaches, valuable reps with your teammates, the ability to build the trust that we're talking about. It's not just the coaching staff having trust in you doing the right thing over and over, but it's also your teammates. They got to be out there. They got to see you do it. They got to know that the guy right left of them, that they're going to do the right things and they're going to make the plays when called upon. So, I think it's for everybody, and it's a shame that he got dinged up and missed all that time, because for a young player, it's really where you get the most reps and you can get better in a hurry that way. So that's really for every player on this team.
I hate to repeat myself, but do you anticipate he'll be good for training camp?
He will, yeah.
He will, yeah. He will, yeah. Was that a clean yes to you or no?
It was until you made note of it, but I get the note that you're taking.
Okay.
I think verbally, the words he used, I think, would, you know, they're up to snuff. They would indicate that he's going to be there ready for camp. But that being said, the energy, I feel like the energy and the intensity, there wasn't a lot of confidence behind it. Now, maybe that's just like, all right, it's lingering, but I think a month from now he'll be fine. So maybe that's what Ben Johnson is kind of going through in his head. Like, he didn't really say it with his chest, because who knows how to predict a month from now and how this soft tissue thing may respond.
That's true. We don't know until we know.
I do feel like, verbally, though, I think the, you know, being the linguist that you are, I feel like the words he chose, he was in the affirmative, affirming what Patrick Finley said.
Yeah, but he didn't, like, Patrick even said somewhat playfully, I don't know if that's the right word, but did say at the risk of repeating myself.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't really answer it the first time. Like,
I guess
this is not about, like, an indictment on Ben Johnson. It is more of my neediness and my needing to hear something from him. And what in that case, what I wanted to hear from him in the first response before Pat prodded him further, I wanted to hear, yeah, looking forward to getting him out there on the field. He's going to be out there looking forward to getting him right in there. But no, it's he'll be there. And I've heard that before.
Right.
That's the problem.
I don't know.
And then you see him working on the bikes, and then I got to tell everybody they're working on the bikes.
Tanny, Alex, you were listening to the same sound. Like, how did it hit your ears? Before Grody said anything, did you feel a certain way about it?
Get off the bikes. Get on the field.
No, I didn't feel any certain way about it, but when all of a sudden his radar went up, when Grody's antennas go up, like, because Grody kills it out there, asks great questions,
Thanks,
and I know you're probably just kicking yourself that you can't be out there today to follow up on a lot of these
kicking
things.
Myself.
You missed that. You missed that ride out to Lake Forest,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Just destroying myself over that.
But whenever you hear a coach sort of, like, distance himself from the player,
it did have a distancey like kind of energy, right? Like, he's backing away.
When listening to it again, like, he got himself dinged up or whatever, you know, like, that's always like, hey, what's this guy doing over there getting hurt playing football, you know? So, like, that kind of was like, I don't know what's going on here with that.
Right, because that's the part, too, is that this is a damn headache for Ben. Like, I'm saying, I'm spouting off on all this stuff, putting it out there in the DNA every chance I get. Ben Johnson's the same thing. Jesus, we just got this guy. You're telling me, like, whoever had to tell him, he's got a what? He's got a soft tissue?
Your teammates got to see you do it? Like,
right.
That part of it too, you know?
Right.
Like,
yes.
I mean, it all matters. It all does matter. But Ben Johnson, not shy about saying exactly how it is. How'd you hear it, Alex?
No, I think he'll be all right, but I think Grody, you're rightfully right now trained with these rookies coming in that are having injury issues to expect the worst.
Yeah.
Because that's been the history of the Bears.
Yeah.
And with that being said,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a little concerned about Colston
Lovell. I mean, you know, who do we have? We had
it just,
wasn't Roquan a little banged up at first?
Look, if there's anything the Bears know how to do, it's draft a hurt guy.
Nobody drafts a hurt guy like the Bears.
I do like your Roquan example, because Roquan didn't have any preseason, I don't think.
No, he's Roquan Smith.
His first play, they dialed him up. dialed him up, blitzed, and
his
against the Packers.
His wasn't an injury; it was a holdout, though, right?
His was a holdout. Okay, correct. Yeah, he had that weird stuff. He had that
Jalen
stuff.
Jalen had
there.
The shoulders.
Remember, they were haggling over if he gets fined
the
for
offset language, wasn't
the
it?
The offset language in terms of roughing penalties and things like that.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. But yeah, his first game, he gets up in there. They dial. He comes into the game.
He got up in there.
A sack on his first play of the game. So no, I needed to hear that. I needed to lean on the idea that he could do this. But to the point, like, this is supposed to be the year, right? And it still very well could be where you had coming in, like, you got some nice talented players before you drafted Colston Loveland and Luther Burden, right? I mean, we know Roma Dunze looks like a guy who could be really good. DJ Moore is a guy who we know is really good.
Right.
We know Cole Kmet can be really good at times. So there's all the – but then now you're bringing in this next level of guys, specifically Burden and Loveland, who will push those guys and provide more options. And that feels like those two guys – like, because Roma Dunze had to be like – and I haven't asked him this yet. He kind of had to be like, what the heck's going on? Oh, you guys are drafting a wide receiver in the second round? Like, do we need that? You know what I mean? He's got to be looking over his shoulder a little bit because now the ball gets spread around. Yeah, well, I think it's good, and that's why it's part of this is why it sucks that Colston Loveland and Luther Burden have been out. Hopefully they will both be back for training camp, which they could be, but it would be just so bad if, like, they were limited throughout that, because then you're just taking away all of these potential weapons, or at least delaying the effectiveness of them.
I know evaluating the semantics of Ben Johnson is kind of killing all our time. To hear from Colston Loveland, I assume we'll still do it in a moment or next segment or whatever. But my honest interpretation of it, my impression, because of the uncertainty with soft tissue issues and the fact that Luther Burden is not healthy enough to return yet, I would imagine the hesitant energy that's delivered by Ben Johnson in that moment is that logically, it would make sense for Luther Burden to be available by camp, but it ain't Ben Johnson's hamstring or groin or whatever it is.
Right.
So he can't fully say with certainty because Luther Burden isn't healthy yet, but they expect that he'll be healthy by camp.
That's how I interpret it. That little bit of gray. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. What else was Ben Johnson going to say? How else was he going to be able to say it? But it is that understood gray area that bothers me. Mm. You know what I mean? That all signs look good, and they have said nothing but from the moment that these guys were either hurt or drafted in Colston in Loveland's case, that they're going to be fine, that they will be good to go by training camp. So, but it is, and maybe again, it's trauma that I shouldn't bring into the conversation. Or trauma's
you're
not the right word.
Your trauma.
It's actual evidence. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've had a front row seat for a lot of this throughout my career. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.